And thank you for having me this morning. I wanted to share with you about our dental school in Arizona. A.T. Still University, Arizona School of Dentistry and Oral Health is actually the first public health dental school. And we have a class size of 76, and every student gets a certification in public health. And it's electively, they also pursue a Ph. degree, and we have about 25% of them do that. And also in the education arena, we have a collaboration with 65 community health centers, and we have a very strong educational model for our dental students to actually spend half of their fourth year in the community health center areas. And we have about 35% of our graduates go to those settings. So the idea behind this program, Text to Floss, was as an adjunct of all the ongoing programs that we have as Access to Care to promote oral health and to be able to raise awareness and increase and the education and behavior within oral health. A few pointers on Text to Floss. Text to Floss platform is a live platform. It has been established over 2 years now. It has over a few thousand participants, and it has been funded through Johnson & Johnson Foundation and also a couple other foundations for increasing the program. A little background information on flossing and text messaging. One of the background flossing, the reason we picked the word flossing was that because the patients were very comfortable to share with us that they don't floss. And so that was one of the reasons we actually named the program Text to Floss, so we can get their attention without them being defensive. So flossing does reduce and remove interproximal plaque. It does lead to to reduce in prevention of caries and interproximal caries. And flossing and mouth rinse is less commonly used than brushing and using for a toothpaste. In 2008, more than 80% of the U.S. population owned a cell phone, and over 28 billion text messages has been sent per month. Those rates today, we have over 75 countries with 100% mobile penetration, and the U.S. is also over 100%. A little about mHealth. mHealth provides healthcare via mobile technology, including text messaging, and a few other studies that has been implemented to utilizing text messaging for as reminders was seen for the sunscreen and also for the vaccination. One of the ongoing studies that you may have heard about is Text for Baby, and it's been implemented a few years back, and it's now a global initiative. The study that they had shared with us was that over 60% of the participants had remembered their appointments or immunization through this program, and over 75% of them actually they've got more educated about medical warning signs through this text messaging communication. And 71% end up asking their physicians more questions based on the information they were getting through text messaging. The objective for Text to Floss was compare a seven-day text message intervention between a control group and a text group to determine if text messaging can improve oral health knowledge and behavior in mothers of children of age 5 and younger. So the eligibility requirement was that the mother had to have a child of 5 years and younger, had to have a cell phone and be able to get a text message, and willingness to receive text messages and respond to both pre-invention survey and a post-intervention survey. We had 182 mothers who were screened for this study from a private sector dental clinic, a pediatric dental clinic, and also a pediatric dental clinic in community health center. Both of these were done at San Diego County. Of the 182 moms, 129 of them actually completed this study. So it gives you a little bit of how the ratio we had in among the text group and the control group. If you look at the number of the mothers from the text group and control group, the majority fell on the private sector. We have about 70% of our participants coming from the private sector and the other 30% from the community health center in San Diego. So during the process, the consent form was given to them as a pre-invention study and a post-invention study, all they had to do and go through that. In the text group received the text messages, And the platform of Text to Floss platform would send them a questionnaire if they flossed yesterday. And the reason was that so we could have more definitive answer, since the text messages were time sensitive. And so this was a past tense. And based on the response of a yes or a no, the second message would come in with an oral health and hygiene information. If there was no message was sent from the recipient, the second message would not go out that day. So it would go to the next day. And all subjects receive an oral health pamphlet during the study. And 8 days after, they completed the post-intervention survey by phone. Look at the age criteria here. We had an average age of about 33. Child age about 3.5, educational background 14.1 years. And again, if you look at the distribution on our sample size, about 70% from the private sector, other 30% from the community side. So on the behavior side, by looking at the both text group and control group, we've looked at a few indicators there, as they're marked in red, was that they floss their teeth and they try to improve their child's oral health behavior and try to decrease child's soda, candy, snack intake. So during the behavior, the four behaviors were brushing their teeth, obviously, and flossing per day and using a mouth rinse. And the fourth one would have been the to brush their child's teeth. Bless you. And this slide shows on the knowledge factor for both groups, looking at some of the questions that we asked them to increase their knowledge, that they should see a dentist twice a year, that the most common chronic childhood disease is cavities, and tooth decay is an infection. And what we saw was an increase in knowledge score from the actual text group. So within the oral health messages that they would go out to the recipients, the knowledge information was included through this process. Since 70% of our sample size came from a private sector, we looked at both the behavior and knowledge change in a private sector alone, and looking at the behavior modification and change and also the knowledge increase. And what we saw, and where it's marked in red, is improvement in flossing their teeth per day, using a mouth rinse, and try to improve child's oral health behavior. And among the knowledge questionnaire was improved that they understood that most common chronic childhood disease is cavity and tooth decay is an infection. And we looked at, again, of an increase in knowledge in the mothers with a text group by receiving these text messages. On this graph, we are looking at this chart. We're looking at the comparisons between the text group and the control group by looking at the significance in change for the text group on the behavior and the knowledge side. And again, it emphasizes on the two behaviors, which is the flossing and brushing child's teeth, and on the knowledge side, talking about the cavities, again, being the most common chronic disease and how it leads to the infection. And we see a not much of a difference, obviously, in the control group. We also wanted to find out about their experience with the text messaging and to get their input on that if they found text messaging useful, and also did the program help them floss more often, and would they recommend it to their friends and families? And those were the three areas that there were positive response. On the summary of the main result of this study, that the 7-day text messaging intervention was able to increase flossing behavior and knowledge about oral health. Mothers in the text group from a private sector were able to increase the use of the mouth rinse as well. Mothers in the text group compared to the control group reported that their improvement on the child's oral health behavior and in the knowledge of decreasing child's soda, candy, and sugary snack intake, and overall they had a higher total knowledge score during this process. And in the knowledge factor that they knew, the most common chronic childhood disease is caries, and that children should see a dentist twice per year. And these, the information, again, that was included in this seven-day intervention was that basic information about oral health promotion education. So if they go to a dental office, they would get to hear the same information over and over again. And it's meant to be very simple. And again, in the comparison between the text group and the control group, the moms did show an increase in knowledge factor there. One of the things that was interesting was that the participants in the text group did not know that we're going to evaluate their response, meaning that once the question was asked, did you floss yesterday, their response was they weren't sure that if we're going to actually evaluate that, or the system or the platform will allow us to do that. So what we saw in the compliance, we saw a 75.1% compliance coming out of that category of text messaging group. So that meant that 5 out of 7 days, they made a response, responding to the actual system. Some of the limitations that we had, the small sample size from the community health clinic, the sample size fell majority on about 70% again on the pediatric private sector, and other 30% came from the community health clinic. And also, some of the issues with the wireless carriers with certain pockets of San Diego County, meaning that the text-to-floss platform does cover the 4 major carriers and many other carriers, but there are some issues and barriers on prepaid mobile phones in some of the folks that may live on the border. So there were some issues with the limitations with that. And there were some mothers who wanted to participate, but unfortunately could not for some of those reasons. And on the strength, and that we had a large sample size from the mothers that we recruited from both sectors within the county. The surveys were both available in English and Spanish, and mothers responded in the language that they were most comfortable with. And so if they decided to do the survey in Spanish, also the messaging that they got was actually done in Spanish as well. And one of the issues that we looked at was to make sure that in that area, and some of the limitation was actually the language barriers and so forth, so Spanish was very necessary to make sure that in this communication through text messaging, we definitely covered that.